All right. It is Friday.
It is. I just like twitched. It came on the camera. It's like, surprised me again.
It's like, are you shocked we're recording on a Friday, Todd? Your daily scrum? I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That's Todd Miller. We get together each and every day answering your questions about scrum and agile and all kinds of stuff going on with teams. Mm-hmm. Our hope is that each and every day we help you do scrum a little bit better. We're the co-authors of Fixing Your Scrum. That's why we love helping people with scrum. We try to provide practical solutions to common scrum problems. Check out the description for info about the book, about classes we teach, and other ways to interact and hang out with us. Today, we've got a good question. What are the traits and behaviors of an effective scrum team? What do you think, Mr. Miller?
Maybe we just go back and forth and start knocking them out, talking about what we've seen before. We talk about this all the time. I think one of the biggest traits and or behaviors is that you deliver, right?
Yeah, you got to
ship. You deliver, you ship, right? And that's vitally important. So teams that deliver. And we talk about any universal way you build trust between a scrum team and an organization and the customers, deliver.
Yeah, consistently achieving sprint goals is a huge sign of a effective scrum team.
Yeah,
I think when you see an entire scrum team that is really good at self-management, self-organization, whichever way you'd like to say it, they solve their own problems. They're able to knock out impediments. They're able to pivot when they need to. If there's something blocking them, they either plow through it or find a way around it. It's just a team that adapts to the situations. They don't quit. They don't pause. They don't get jammed up with worthless, you know, less valuable work. They actually solve problems, and that self-management, self-organization stuff is turned up pretty high too.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, another thing I think of too, is that they really genuinely care about the quality of their work.
Yeah.
Right. Really genuinely care about the craft, being craftsmen, finding new ways of working. They oftentimes, you'll talk to people that do things at night in the evening, trying to get better, right? Have pet projects, things like that. So I think really focusing on the quality is something I see too. I think it's
almost like they take bugs personally.
I like that. Yeah, that's a good one.
I think take that's true. Something else that I tend to see in effective scrum teams, there's really a lack of the blame game. Mm-hmm. They're not worried about whose fault it is. They're worried about how we can come together as a team to support one another and to solve whatever problem has come up. They're not like, the first step is not to make sure it wasn't my fault. You know, you'll see teams just kind of step up and say, wow, this is the new situation. What new opportunities here? And they just go execute. And lack of blame, lack of judgment. You know, someone kind of shoots out every once in a while, I'll shoot a silly idea to Todd and he's not making fun of me. He's like, all right, I don't know if that fits in with our current mission. And then I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, and we move on. There's no, what an idiot. Or there's just not that kind of language or dynamic on a scrum team.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you insinuating that they operate by the scrum values, right?
I would say the scrum values are very much present in an effective scrum team.
Yeah. And I've kind of got one like out here that I've always noticed too, is that they're fun to be around.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of laughing, a lot of fun, polite fun, you know, stuff like that.
They genuinely enjoy each other's company. Like they hang out at lunch. I remember a very effective team that would play board games at lunch. They actually liked being around. I mean, that they would take breaks from each other. Don't get me wrong, but they genuinely enjoyed being around one another and really thrived as a group. Mm-hmm. The fun factor is there. I think the support is there when someone's clearly struggling, whether with code, with product, emotionally, physically, something's going on in their lives. The team rallies around that person. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge thing, too. I can't tell you how many times with really effective teams I've seen when there's been death in the family or a new baby born, or, you know, they're bringing meals and they're help. I mean, there's just awesomeness all around. Right.
Yeah. I think that's my brain's tapped.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we see.
Yeah.
Why don't you let us know in the comments the kind of stuff that you see? What kind of things come to mind when you think back to effective scrum teams? Or maybe you're on one now and you could give us a really good description. Let us know in the comments what you think. Like and subscribe and check out our end screen. There's some cool stuff on here.
End screen.
We're all over the socials. We're hanging out on Twitter and LinkedIn these days. Like I said, like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Let us know in the comments your questions. Your questions turn into videos. And let us know about the effectiveness of your teams and what you would notice, the characters, traits, and skills. We'd love to have that conversation with you in the comments. Share this share the show with your friends. Todd, I think we noticed 48% of you out there watching are not subscribed.
I know. That 48%, if they would subscribe, we'd have a store.
We would have merch.
With merch.
So the 48% out there, hit that like and subscribe button, and we'll get merch going. All right, everybody, it's Friday. Have a great weekend, right? Try not to do too much scrum over the weekend. We'll be back Monday. And yeah, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
See you.